homelessness by law and by economics. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear oral arguments in a case that could determine whether cities can break up encampments of homeless people if alternative housing is not available. This case, Grants Pass versus Johnson, is at the high court against an economic backdrop, making it harder to build and operate low-income housing. This is especially true in California, where 28% of the country's unhoused people are located. Marketplace's Matt Levin reports.
It's already pretty expensive to build low-income housing in San Francisco. The nonprofit Mercy Housing has a 220-unit complex in development where construction costs are budgeted at $522,000 per apartment. And the Fed's move to leave interest rates higher for longer isn't helping, says Mercy's Raimi Dare.
We, like many other real estate projects, we borrow. You know, we have a construction loan from a bank, and we still are pretty close to what the prevailing market is.
Dare says rates have gone up from about 3 to 6% over the past couple years. And at the same time, nonprofits who own and manage affordable housing properties are also getting whacked by skyrocketing insurance costs. Holly Benson is CEO of Los Angeles-based Abode Communities.
We saw a premium increase of 350% last year to this year.
Benson says surging insurance costs are particularly acute in California, where insurance companies are withdrawing from the market. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
After the S&P 500 fell 0.9% on Friday, closing below 5,000 for the first time since February, futures this morning are up 0.6% in the case of NASDAQ futures. To catch the macro vibe to start the week, let's consult economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the International Monetary Fund was meeting. We were both watching and bully for these United States. I guess we're, you know, the champion economically here.
Yeah, the U.S. seems to continue to power the global economy back in a leadership position, and a lot of optimism around technology and AI and the possibility of stronger productivity ahead.
As they say, show me the money, and we're going to get quarterly results from a bunch of these technology companies this week. Meta, Microsoft, Alphabet, Google, Tesla, and more. I mean, you know, let's see the cash on the barrelhead here.
That's right. And because actually tech companies have been sort of pulling back and struggling, broadly speaking. They're the only ones that aren't really hiring workers and may even be laying off workers. So let's see what those results are.
Julia Coronado is also a professor at the University of Texas, Austin. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Northern Ireland is betting big on the economic benefits of film, TV, and video games, building on the success of HBO's Game of Thrones, which did a lot of filming there. Northern Ireland is investing millions of dollars into becoming a center for high-tech production. The BBC's Hannah McCarthy reports.
Game of Thrones injected tens of millions of dollars into the region's economy, which has struggled to provide high-skilled job opportunities for young people after decades of political conflict. Film director turned technology entrepreneur Hugh McGorry used to teach film at Queen's University in Belfast.
A lot of the students that I was working with ended up getting world-class experience by working at high levels on Game of Thrones.
Much of the HBO series was shot at a studio in the Docklands of Belfast, where the towering yellow cranes of the old shipbuilders Harland and Wolff still pierce the skyline. McGorry says Game of Thrones has had a hugely positive impact on the region.
On its community, but also the impact on tourism and general self-esteem. You have to remember that we're coming out of a long period of conflict.
McGorry says the world of TV and film production is innovating and moving away from traditional film sets and on-site locations.
What's coming is artificial intelligence. This isn't an incremental shift. This is a totally radical shift.
Northern Ireland is eager to be at the forefront of this AI revolution and is developing a studio equipped for world-class TV, film and gaming production.
We are building out one of the, if not the most advanced currently, virtual production studio complexes being built anywhere in the world right now.
At a cost of nearly $100 million, Studio Ulster will open later this year in the Belfast docks. CEO Declan Keeney says it will have pioneering stages encased in walls of high-definition screens.
We can create real light from these walls and we can film what we call in-camera visual effects.
He says it will transform the way movies are shot.
So for example, in Belfast, we could create Morocco by bringing in sand and creating, you know, in the round, projecting the horizon in Morocco. And so, you know, it transforms what's possible.
Keeney believes that the economic power of film, TV and gaming is not fully recognised, even though government figures show that the creative industries are worth around $135 billion to the UK.
Creative industries contribute more per year to the economy in the UK and Northern Ireland than if you combined aerospace and life sciences and the automotive sectors.
Most importantly, the Studio Ulster CEO says that the creative sector could stem the brain drain from Northern Ireland, offering young people a chance to stay and work here.
We are creating an environment where you can work on anything from very small scale projects, build your portfolio, your skill sets and your capability, all the way up to AAA productions.
Northern Ireland is hoping, as well as creating more jobs, that the high-tech investment will put it at the cutting edge of virtual and digital screen production in the future. In Belfast, I'm the BBC's Hannah McCarthy for Marketplace.
If you go to my Instagram at David Brancaccio, however you spell that, I'm on video at a Northern Ireland Game of Thrones location that's now a not-so-nice parking lot. In New York now, I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.